Nolte, Rose McGowan rips media for covering up creepy Joe Biden assault allegation. By John Nolte on April 6, 2020. Actress and hashtag MeToo activist Rose McGowan tore into the American media as a complicity machine that is hard at work covering up for creepy Joe Biden. McGowan responded to a tweet from The Intercept's Glenn Greenwald, who declared it shocking, truly, that not a single cable news host who has interviewed Biden has even dared ask him about these sexual assault allegations. Greenwald described the media's cover-up as disappearing Tara Reid. Reid is the woman who has credibly accused the former vice president of sexually assaulting her in 1993. McGowan has continued to use her influential Twitter account to make a crusade of the media's ongoing cover-up of Reid's credible accusations. On Sunday night, she blasted the far-left New York Times specifically. In response to a Times story about why the public no longer trusts the media, McGowan said, "It's because the public sees your favoritism and your utter hypocrisy. Yes, you go after the reprehensible Trump, but leave Biden accusations alone. You are the problem," she added. McGowan is also pointing to actress Alyssa Milano's hypocrisy. Milano, who also identifies as a hashtag MeToo activist, supports Biden and has yet to show any support for his credible accuser. To expose Milano's hypocrisy, McGowan is retweeting others exposing Milano, including one tweet that says, "Milano remains silent on the rape accusation against Joe Biden. After demanding we hashtag believe women when Blasey Ford came forward against Kavanaugh." The tweet accurately points out, adding, "And despite Tara Reid having more evidence against Biden and Biden having more female accusers than Kavanaugh ever did. The fact that Reid's accusation is more credible than the accusation made against then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is not in dispute. For starters, there's no proof Blasey Ford even knew Kavanaugh. Secondly, Blasey Ford's own witnesses not only said they didn't witness anything, more than one said the event never happened." Nevertheless, actress activists like Milano and the establishment media ripped mercilessly into Kavanaugh while they now hang Reid out to dry. Reid, who first came forward in April of last year, did in fact work in Biden's U.S. Senate office in 1993. She also has a woman who confirms Reid told her about what allegedly happened at the time. What's more, Reid says she approached the Times Up Legal Defense Fund in January for help in dealing with this, but they refused to help. At the same time, and this is quite incredible, documents confirm the Biden campaign exponentially increased its payments to the firm that founded Times Up, Knickerbocker, to an incredible $806,000 in January and February alone. Hillary Rosen, a Democrat activist and Biden supporter, is a partner and managing director of Knickerbocker. According to Reid, Biden, who has faced similar incredible accusations of unwanted touching, penetrated her after forcing his hand up her skirt. "It happened all at once, and then his hands were on me and underneath my clothes," Reid said, adding, "And then he went down my skirt and then up inside it. And he penetrated me with his fingers, whatever. And he was kissing me at the same time and he was saying something to me. He said several things and I can't remember everything that he said. I remember a couple of things. I remember his saying, first, like as he was doing it, 'Do you want to go somewhere else?' And then him saying to me, when I pulled away, he got finished doing what he was doing and I was pulled back and he said, 'Come on, man, I heard you liked me.' That phrase stayed with me because I kept thinking what I might have said. And I can't remember exactly if he said I thought or if I heard. It's like he implied that I had done this. For me, everything shattered in that moment," she added. "He wasn't trying to do anything more. But I looked up to him. He was my father's age. He was this champion of women's rights in my eyes and I couldn't believe it was happening." The establishment media have not only refused to ask Biden about these accusations during countless interview opportunities, they are ignoring the credible assault allegation entirely, as is Milano and the entire hashtag MeToo movement. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.